Well, when you're in Avon, you talk Lake Erie Crushers baseball, and that's what we're going to do with Tom Kramick, owner of the Lake Erie Crushers. A pleasure to have you on as always, my friend. How are you?
Good afternoon, Mr. Bartsch. How are you doing?
I am lovely. I'm actually a lot better now that you turned the air on in the booth.
Yeah.
I mean, well, I was sitting here sweating it out, and, you know, now I've got the AC blowing on me. I might just keep the window shut the entire game.
You know, it's a little toasty outside right now, but it's going to cool off as the night goes on. It's going to be a beautiful night for baseball.
It's going to be a gorgeous night for baseball, and for all those of you out there looking for something to do before the Cavalier game starts tonight, well, come on down here. Check out a Lake Erie Crusher game. They won't be back here again for a little over a week. They'll come back again until next Friday. And boy, a lot of really cool things happening here. And we're going to get to baseball in a minute, but I want to talk softball.
Softball.
You told us the last time we had you on, about 2 weeks ago, you said, hey, we're going to make a big announcement. We have a big addition to that Cleveland Sports Legend softball game. And you added a guy that just retired and probably going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer in Joe Thomas. How'd you guys land Joe Thomas?
A big addition, literally and figuratively.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, the minute he retired, we sort of put together, well, he'd be great candidate for the Legends game. So we started reaching out through a couple of channels, and Joe lives in Westlake. As a matter of fact, the first year I was here, I lived in his neighborhood. And just sort of got connected through an old neighbor and asked him if he'd be willing to do it. And he kicked it around and said, yeah, absolutely. He is donating what we would normally pay him back to Our Lady of the Wayside, which is very generous on his part. And I'm interested to see you, Joe, you and Joe go head to head in a home run hitting contest. I think you can take him.
He would smoke me. He would absolutely smoke me. See, the weird thing is he's actually lost so much weight. He's in really good shape, but he's not in offensive lineman shape. He's lost a lot of weight. He's
right.
In really good shape. And, you know, over all the years, we're talking a 10, 11-year NFL career, he's taken a beating.
Oh, yeah.
But I guarantee you a few things here. Number one, he could hit it further than I can. He could probably outrun me as well, I'm guessing. And on top of all that, I mean, if you put us next to each other, I'm not the smallest guy in the world. He probably still towers over me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a big man.
He's got
a big
all the essentials,
man.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we're just so excited to have him out here as part of the event because he did just retire, and he is so top of mind. And, you know, it's been a rough run for the Browns, but he has been the guy that they have counted on for however many consecutive snaps. I don't know what the number was, but for 10 years, he was the guy.
So you got connected through an old neighbor.
Yeah.
Okay, and I know in the past he's come to these games.
Mm-hmm.
A few years back he was sitting up in one of the suites, so, you know, obviously he's familiar with the franchise. He's familiar with the ballpark. You mentioned he lives in Westlake, which is just a couple stones throws away, and it's fascinating to see guys like that come up because you know just how big of a deal that makes this game. Not that it wasn't already. It most definitely was, all the success that you had last year. But, you know, when that was in the works, you couldn't announce anything. About 10 days ago, we had you on. You mentioned we're going to make the announcement that we're going to have a really, really big player come into the equation. How big of an impact did you think that would have, knowing that, you know, where the Browns lie in the Cleveland sports landscape?
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
And
top
big,
of the totem pole.
And,
yeah.
And where he's
it's a Browns town, yeah.
Yeah.
And he's the guy, the face of the Browns. So having that guy in, we knew would have a huge impact. Our ticket sales jumped instantly that day. And I think a lot of people will come out sort of to pay their respects and almost say, thanks, Joe. You know, we know it's been a tough run for you, and you've been the cream of a not very good crop, but we appreciate what you've done for this community and what you did for this franchise. It may not have shown up in wins or playoffs or anything like that, but just a class guy, too. Just a class guy.
Well, I was going to ask you about that, too, in your interactions with him. I've never heard a bad thing about him.
No, no.
I've heard every interaction has always been very, very positive. How long did this thing come to – how long did it take for this thing to come together?
Week and a half.
That's it?
Week and a half, yeah.
Wow.
Uh-huh. And we dealt direct with Joe. We didn't have to deal with agents or anything. It's just like, hey, Joe, here's what we do. It raises money for this cause. Would you be interested? And he said, you know, let me kick it around for a day or two. And he said, yeah, I can't do the whole thing. He can't do the post-game autographs. He's got something else going on. But, sure, I'd love to play in the game. That'd be fun. And, you know, I'm sure he'll bring his kids out and They'll be running around the field and having a good time. That's really what this is about, is the fan interaction and family and just sort of saying thank you and paying tribute to these guys who gave so much to Cleveland sports, you know, left their bodies out on the field, bits and pieces of it all those years.
It's going to be fun to watch all that because he's going to take BP and he's going to play in the game, but he's just not going to be out there signing autographs afterwards, correct?
Right. Is that right? How, okay. Exactly. That's the part he can't stay for. So, but yeah, we're fired up to have him. You know, we think he just sort of adds to the lineup of Kevin Mack and Austin Carr and Mark Price and Andy Barch, all those great legends right. of Cleveland sports. So it's going to be a fun event. Still have tickets available, and it'll be a fun night. Are you training? Are you practicing?
Well, we talked about this at the very beginning of the show. What I did last year was I think I waited until the day of, and I went out, and I just hit some softballs and went to a batting cage just to kind of remind myself how to do it because I hadn't hit a softball in probably 10 or 15 years. But I went and did that. But remember how hot it was last year?
Yeah.
I mean, it was a scorcher. And then to top it all off, I had just moved into my house 2 days prior to that. I locked myself out of the house. So I'm sitting outside sweating my tail off. And this is after I had taken all my, you know, all my swings. And I come two hours later, my bride-to-be finally lets me in the house because she was gone.
You locked yourself out of the house? Or?
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah. I know where you're going with that.
Yeah. Is that true, Matt? I mean, he locked himself out of the house?
I was going to say a real shocker there. Yeah, I don't know the entire story, but I can see it possibly going both ways on that.
Yeah, I can see that.
Tom, I'm just curious. When are you going to start selling the Andy Bull Barch jersey so we can pick one up here for the office?
Well, you know, we do have the players sign and autograph some stuff, and there's some charity auction involved, so I'm sure that will drive up the bidding, putting Barch's signature on a jersey.
100%. Yeah. I hear they call him the strikeout king. Now, it's when he's batting the reason they call him that, I hear. But
if he crowds the plate, Barker's going to knock him down.
Well, he would.
Yeah. He'll put one in your ear, underhand.
He knocked down Golic last year,
yeah,
right?
He did. Yeah. He threw at Golic. So.
That was one of my favorite acts of that game last year when he hit Golic, and then they kind of ran at each other, and they stopped, and then they kind of hugged each other, just kind of hunched over and figured, you know what? We're too old for this.
I don't know if you could use the phrase charge the mound. It was more of stumble towards the mound. Don't try not to pull anything as you're walking towards the mound.
That was the fun part of actually being up there and interacting with all those guys in the suite because they were talking before the game, and you have all these gigantic Cleveland sports personalities coming together up there, and you'd think they'd be talking about the state of the Tribe, the state of the Cavs, the state of the Browns. They're all sitting around talking about the glory days, which was fun, and then they said, God, what do we have to do to make sure we don't get hurt tonight? And then right on cue, you came in there saying, all right, guys, you guys got to sign these waivers.
Yeah. We don't need any more pulled muscles or rebuilt knees at this point.
That was fun, though. That whole thing was awesome last year, and hopefully we get a lot of cooperation from Mother Nature, and we have the same kind of weather we have for this year, too. So lots of cool stuff. And that's not the only cool thing going on tonight. It's Crafty Drafty.
Yeah. 30 plus beers available in the ballpark. I know you haven't sampled all of them, but
not yet.
Craft beer is all the rage, and it's half off all night long. So come on out to the ballpark. It's a 6:35 start. We move it up for two reasons. A, because it's still a school night. We know some families get home early. But, I mean, we'll be done by 9:15 at the latest, because I hear there's something else going on tonight starting around 9:15, 9:20 that people might want to watch. So by going a half hour early, you can sort of catch both games. You're not going to miss anything if you come out to the Crusher game.
I've got to ask you, because I think it's fascinating you bring that up. I mean, you guys understand how this works. When you guys look at the schedule that far in advance, how much of that weighs into the decision to play that game at 6:30, knowing that the Cavs being in the finals is a possibility?
Mm-hmm.
We didn't think it was a reality about a month ago, but it is
there
now.
Were a lot of questions this winter as to whether or not they were going to get there. But they're there, and we're pulling for them. So it really was about being a school night in early May and people trying to get home early. As it turns out, it works with the Cavs playing later, being on the West Coast, and even if it was here, it probably wouldn't start till 9 o'clock.
They do
I hate
that.
Yeah. I hate that.
It's late. I mean, it's really late. Actually, Matt Douglas, chime in on this, because he was just mentioning to me that doesn't really give the Cavs much of an advantage.
Yeah, in my opinion, it takes home court advantage away from your Eastern Conference team. You're used to playing to 7, and now you're being dictated essentially by the West Coast, which is Golden State's audience. So
right. That's right in their sweet spot.
Yeah, I think that's silly. They should let the Cavs pick the start time.
And it's the same thing that people have complained about baseball and kids. They can't stay up that late.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if you're still in school at this time of year and you got to go to school tomorrow, I mean, that game's not going to end until, what, 11, 11:30?
At least.
Yeah, at least. And, you know, that's a rough night for a kid to stay up that late. And as a result, they don't get to see their hometown team compete for a title.
Yeah, well,
and
frankly, it's tough for me to stay up that late. It's crazy.
Yeah.
A man of your advanced years.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Well, he's got two at home.
Two kids,
one sleeps.
Yeah.
One doesn't always sleep. So
right.
He kind of catches an hour of sleep here, an hour of sleep there. Makes things a little bit difficult. Yeah. It's the life of fatherhood that you lead.
Yes.
Well, you guys have a baseball camp coming up.
Yes, we do.
In a couple of weeks. So what are the details on that?
We have two of them, actually. They run 3 days. There's one that starts June 21st, I believe the date is. And then we have another one in July. It's for kids 6 to 14. It's 3 days. I think they're both Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of those weeks. They start at, 8:30 in the morning. They go till like 2 or 2:30 in the afternoon. It's out here at the ballpark. All of the activities happen out on the field. We've got half a dozen of our players and Emmanuel Keyless, our third base coach, will be working with the kids, teaching the kids, really going over fundamentals of, you know, learning the game at that age, that 6 to 10. You know, the 11, 12, 13-year-olds are a little more advanced, so they can get a little more advanced training. But it's a lot of fun. They get to interact with the players, which is so cool. The fact that they sit in the stands and watch these guys, and all of a sudden it's Sean Hurley told me how to hold the bat right, or, you know, Emmanuel Keyless told me how to hit. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. And the guys love doing it. They really do.
Well, I was just going to say, I think both sides definitely benefit from that. I think the players certainly get something out of helping the kids out. And you're right. I think if you're a kid coming to one of these games and one of these camps, it's just different. When your dad's teaching you how to throw, your dad's teaching you how to pitch or give you pointers, it's different. Because when you get it from a ball player, it just means more. So that's why I think those camps are so awesome.
Right. Maybe they'll listen. Because I know when my kids were young and I tried to coach them, they didn't listen. They don't want to hear from me.
Right.
Oh, yeah, but if, you know, if Connor Simonetti tells me how to hold a bat and how to swing and keep my eye on the ball, well, yeah, I'm going to listen to that.
Yeah, full question. Well, I mean, and it's like I say, when you're getting those instructions from somebody that you're watching play,
right,
that you've seen play,
right,
there's some sort of different connection there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's cool. That's why
it's
those
gonna
camps.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. If people are interested, just go to the website. All the information's there.
Well, you guys also have something really cool coming up a week from tomorrow. I can't wait for this. Now, I wasn't here from day one. I got here the third season in 2011, so I know some of these guys, but I'm excited about this Crusher reunion that you guys are putting together. Of course, the franchise celebrating its 10th season.
This is our 10th year.
You're bringing back some very impressive names, some characters. I don't know if you've met these guys yet or if you've talked to these guys yet, but, you know, Paul Fagan, Mr. Crusher, Andrew Davis, John Mazzarelli, a.k.a. Maz, Dave Schaub. You guys are bringing back all these guys. Did I miss anybody in there?
Oh, sure. There's a bunch of them. And you know, this is our 10th year, and that first year they won the title, only one we've won, which drives me crazy. I'm working on that. But we thought we ought to honor these guys. We ought to celebrate these guys. So we're bringing back Andrew Davis, who I met last year, who's a hoot.
Yes.
You know, he played in that Legends game last year. That guy's a nut. Paul Fagan, who you mentioned, who was the winning pitcher in the championship game. Arden McWilliams, an outfielder on that team. Another guy named Wayne Bond, who I haven't met these guys. We've got a reliever named J.J. Pacella, who's a Kent State guy. Eddie Tisdale, who played first base. We've got about 9 or 10 guys coming back, and Maz is coming, and Schaub. And the guy who had your job at that time, Dave.
Dave Dino Di Natale.
Di Natale. He will be here and doing some of the introductions on the field that night, and I'm sure sharing some of the stories, probably not all of them, but some of them, from that night. They'll be honored on the field pregame. They'll be, you know, wearing the old jerseys. We're going to try and get them to take a little BP around 6 to 6:30, and the gates will be open for fans to watch that. Again, no pulled muscles, nobody hurting themselves. And then they'll be signing autographs up on the concourse during the game. We're going to try and get Maz to coach first base for a couple of innings. So it should be a lot of fun. And it's you know, that first year, I wasn't here, but from what I've been told, was so magical. Brand new team, expansion team, kind of what's going on in Vegas right now. their very first year in the league, and here they are winning a league championship. So we just sort of want to honor them and pay tribute to them and give some of those fans who were here that year a chance to come back and see them and talk to them a little bit after the game.
Sure. Well, and not only that, you know, not every fan has had the opportunity to come back out here and see what you guys have done.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I mean that in a complimentary way, of course. But, I mean, I think a lot of those fans, you know, some may have stuck around for a season or two. And then once they found out I was hired, they said, okay, that's it.
Oh,
I'm cutting off all
back.
Ties. But, you know, it's a chance for those fans to come mm-hmm. back and see the kinds of things that you've done here and the things that you guys have changed as well.
Yep. We've tried to change a lot and upgrade things and improve things and really focus on that fan experience. And, you know, looking at the numbers, this team sold out a ton of games that first year. And they drew a lot more fans than we drew last year. So if we can get some of those folks to come back out and sort of give the Crushers another look and see what we're doing, hopefully they'll stick around and maybe come to a couple more games.
That's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, that'll be a blast because you hear from a lot of people talking about just how cool and how special that first season was. I was living out of state, but I had heard all the stories.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, the general manager of the team at the time was a guy I used to work for, and he told me how cool that experience was. Also, a lot of those guys were still around. Some of those guys, anyway, were around with my first year here in 2011. So I know those personalities pretty well,
mm-hmm.
and I know it'll make for a very, very fun environment. I think it's cool you guys are doing that, too, having the Crusher reunion, because mm-hmm. I know people really get a big kick out of that, and the fact that the guys will be out here signing autographs, probably taking to the fireworks show at the end
oh, sure.
of the night with the fans as well. Well,
absolutely.
So.
Two of the guys who are coming back, how cool is this? They reached out to their host families from 10 years ago, and
wow.
they're staying with them.
That's awesome.
They're like, oh, yeah, if you're coming to town, you're staying with us again.
That's cool.
That shows you the kind of connections that people make at this level of baseball. You know, there's not the distance that you see at Major League Baseball. It's neighborhood guys. Oh, yeah, I live in that family's basement, and they're like a second family to me. So it should be fun.
Yeah, that should be an absolute blast. Good stuff. Well, pleasure as always, my friend.
Always enjoy coming to visit.
Yeah, lots of great things to talk about here. I mean, every time we talk to you, it feels like we always bring up that dessert bar, but there was so much good stuff to get into.
Have you been
here.
Out there yet?
No, I got to be careful. If I go out there, you might have to roll me back into the booth.
They've put me on a quota with the soft ice cream machine.
I saw you down there.
Yeah.
I saw you on the concourse two nights ago.
Yeah, but it's not every night. I can't hit it every night. You know, we have the Siberian chills out there. I think you'd like that. We've got the Grater's ice cream out there. Have you tried that?
I've had Grater's. I've not had it out there yet.
Oh, it's good.
It's
if
really
you want, good. I can get some delivered up to you tonight in the booth.
Oof. I will take you up on that gladly. I mean, so you get 19 bazillion steps in a day. You can have Grater's anytime you want.
Mm-hmm.
But
right.
I don't get my 19 bazillion steps in, so I got
to Well,
be
it's a small cup. It's not going to kill you.
Oh, well, in that case, twist my arm. I'm not going to say no to that.
Okay. Chocolate chip?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's done. See, Douglas, I feel so bad. You have to sit back in the studio. You never reap the benefits of these. And one of these, you know what? Not. I don't feel bad because he still hasn't paid up on this mint chocolate chip milkshake that he's been promising me since, well, probably since the opening season here in 2009.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mint chocolate chip milkshake. Yeah, tell me about that, Matthew.
Well, it's I bragged about it. I make a pretty mean mint chocolate chip milkshake. I think I've got an old-fashioned milkshake machine. They
Ooh.
Taste yummy. I was just telling Bull about it, and then somehow it became this, oh, you promised me you were going to give me one. So just be careful what you say about, say, around Bull, Tom, because you may end up owing him something somewhere down the line.
I beat him in alien mini golf down in Medina back on November 2nd. Who's keeping track?
I'm no, just no, saying. No,
right.
No. Friendly game.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
was a friendly game with a gentleman's bet, and we placed a gentleman's wager on that. And the wager was if I win, and I think I won by like 7 strokes. And at the end of it, we decided that I'd get a world famous Matt Douglas mint chocolate chip milkshake. I'm still waiting for
still
it.
Waiting on
It'll
delivery.
It'll happen one of these days, I'm
still
sure.
Still waiting.
I
All right.
Heard.
Well, we'll send some ice cream up to the booth tonight, and Matt, when you come out,
all right,
ice cream's on us.
All right, I'm excited to get. I love Grater's ice cream. I lived in Columbus for a few years where
oh,
they
it's
make
good.
That stuff. Oh, it's great.
It's good.
It's great.
Mm-hmm.
It's great stuff. Hey, ice cream fixes all problems. Everybody goes home happy.
That's true.
Tom, a pleasure, my friend. Thank
Bolt,
you very
anytime.
Much.
Anytime. Enjoy the game.
Oh, we will do that for sure.